Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Danielle. Hi, Lori. How are you today? Lori? Are you there? I will. Today, we're going to be talking about intimidation and what that means in this reality. Lori and I use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori.
And hi, Danielle.
Sorry, I had you muted. I forgot I had to hit that button first.
Do you have anything to say
on intimidation?
I think that's a really fascinating subject, and you gave me the definition of it, and I didn't look at intimidation the way you were explaining it to me, so let's tell our listeners about that.
Okay. Earlier this year, like back in March, I did a call with Daria Hansen. I just like to give credit where credit is due, and she said that to break down the word intimidating, you get the word intimate and date. And so it's an intimate date with yourself. Being intimidating is intense self-intimacy, which is also something that's not very common in this reality. Most of us don't seek intimacy with self. We seek intimacy with others. And sometimes to a point where it can, like, if you're like a heart tripper and you're just constantly seeking a new relationship, I mean, that can really distract you from your, like, living your life as yourself. So everything that is, will we destroy and uncreate all of it?
Yes. Good,
right,
bad, right, wrong,
boys
and young.
Yeah.
And we're back at it. That brings up to me that whole piece of we aren't given any acknowledgement of the eternal seeking outside could really be the eternal seeking of the intimacy with that which already has everything we need. And that deep intimacy isn't cultivated in this culture or reality at all.
That brings me to something else. Lori and I are both part of something called the Magic Club. And on our last call with Julia Sotis on the Magic Club, she spoke about how we should fall in love with ourselves. And I know that to fall in love with yourself would be a creation of intense intimacy with yourself. And I really do. I personally went through the practice of falling in love with myself, and it's, in all honesty, one of the most freeing things I've ever really experienced. I no longer really have that, like, cloying need for a man. I still would like to have one in my life, but it's not like, when's he coming? Where's Prince Charming? Like, there's none of that anymore, which, I mean, I spent most of my 20s in that space, and it's not really a fun space to be in.
There's a desperation to it.
Yes, and what I really, not just a desperation, but how much we separate ourselves from the present moment, obsessing about when something is going to come and fix our lives, money, be it a lover or partner or whatever. And so everywhere you're negating yourself in seeking intimacy with someone else, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong.
Good,
bad,
bad,
bad, bad.
I'm
so sorry.
We're good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then there's go ahead.
Now, you were about to say, I think you had some experiences coming up, like, this weekend. And it can be intimidating. Intimidation can look and be misperceived a lot of different ways. like even in the workplace, besides in the intimate with another person, there can be that in the workplace.
And when, like, so if you're this intimate with yourself, you're really getting a sense of being you that most people don't have. And this can make, I really think that to be all of yourself is kind of a goal everyone has, but they don't really know it. And when they see somebody who has it, that can really intimidate them in, like, the normal sense of the word, and sometimes make them create a separation from you. And that makes you feel like you should turn yourself down so that you're accepted by more people. But why would you turn, I say, turn yourself up. Like, just crank it up, take the judgment, intensify everything, and just be an allowance of what people are projecting at you and all that. Like, so, and everything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine strokes, boys and beyond. Also, when you have found all of you, that can feel unfair to others. And so everywhere you're functioning to try and be fair to everyone, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
I don't know if there's ever a finding all of yourself. That is a little bit of a conclusion, but it's the it's the eternal, it's not the eternal, it's this, it's the joy of falling deeper into yourself and expanding at the same time. And how much more fun
that you can't.
Yeah. That's like a,
I agree that you can't find all of yourself. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all right. That made a good point, because that brings up how a lot of times we come into a conclusion or the answer, like, okay, once I find myself or once I have the money, that's a conclusion. That's a conclusionary mind, and it's for a state of being, where what we're talking about and practicing and living in our lives is the expansion. And I see that in lots of groups, that this is all about expanding into more consciousness, more of yourself, more of your joy. And it's the it's just becoming more fun. It doesn't have to be such a struggle. And to be intimidating, how would you be willing to be so intimidating, to be so intimate with yourself that it would create an intimidation? People might step away from you because they just can't handle all that joy, all that expansive kindness and nurturing. You know, just like some people can't handle their body being touched. So I'm posing this question: would you be willing to be in that expansive energy come what may?
Yes.
And if you don't allow that, would you destroy and uncreate? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds. Yeah. It's like a lot of the topics we've tackled, Danielle. It's been so misaligned, and a lot of things are bastardized, just like religion, dogma. It's so easy to get caught up in our zealotry, and then the next thing you know, you're at war defending your position. So,
everything that is will be destroyed and uncreated all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can even intimidate ourselves, like just scare ourselves of how much we are. So everywhere you're hiding from intimidating yourself, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes. Yes,
everything doesn't allow that. Right, go ahead.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyonds.
And everywhere you are shrinking or hiding your grandest state of being to make others comfortable, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And everywhere you're unwilling to be intimidating to yourself, to others, to anyone, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Yeah, I got a sense of all the wrongness in that. How little girls aren't intimidating. Little girls don't intimidate adults. Good girls don't intimidate. Bad girls definitely can't intimidate. Yeah, everything that brings up. And little boys. Oh, the opposite. Little boys are, okay, all that about the little girls, good, bad, right, wrong, bottom line, towards boys and beyond, destroy everything that is. And then how little boys are bullied into being intimidating when it's not really a true in this definition of it, what intimate with yourself, but there's like this, the bullying, the necessity for men to be intimidating in business, in the relationships, and it's not even a absolute, it's not the truth of the energy, it's a bastardization. And so then they are at war with their own intimacy, and their own intimidation isn't even valid.
Yes, so all of the expectations, everything that brought up, yes, right and wrong, good and bad, front and back, online, short, board, and beyond, and all of the projections, expectations, conclusions, rejections, decisions, computations, judgments, and separations that we have created around intimidating through all of our gender entrainment, will we destroy and uncreate it all?
Thank you very much. I was going to say masculine. I was going to say masculine, but I love that gender entrainment. So,
yes.
That's gorgeous. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, paddle, man, church, boys, and beyond. Wow. So, whatever we were just talking about, can we destroy and uncreate that again?
Yeah. Right and wrong, bad, pot and pock, online shirts, boys and beyonds. And this is just going to be a show where we just start doing the clearing statement for no reason.
Yeah.
What did we just clear? Listen to the show
again.
Oh,
whatever we do. Yeah. All the gender entrainments and all the, how our culture and TV and we're just set up schools.
Yes. No one really, wrote. Like, through dating, I've kind of like we're taught that actually, like, even studying psychology, I learned that the roles that we have assigned boys and girls, like, do you know that girls actually start pursuing boys before boys start pursuing girls, but we have it made out that, like, little boys are little perverts who are doing all the bad stuff to little girls, when in actuality it's the little girls, like, becoming little sexual beings, and they're actually the ones initiating everything. And
wow.
We've really got quite a reversal in the world around that. And
so,
we also project and expect that women are the soft, mushy creatures. And in dating, I've really found that it's normally the men who are a lot softer and mushier than women. At least softer and mushier than me. But everything that's coming up, destroying that, create it all.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Bad, pot and pock, online, short, short, and beyond.
Well,
so
that's really interesting.
Go ahead.
I hadn't heard or didn't have that awareness that the women are the, well, it would make sense the feminine is more already aggressive, becoming the, well, aggressive, but pushing their sexuality. So everything aggressive is, and my entrainments about aggression, I would like to destroy and uncreate that.
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, talk, pot, all my interests, boys and beyond. So everywhere we're the, because you said it, the sexual, sensual beings that we truly be, but even that's a wrongness, where that's been shut down. And where it's been created just for procreation. I mean, that is
everything
like
that
is.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Right and wrong, good and bad, hot and cock, online, short, boys and beyond. So,
you were talking about
commitments, fealties, co-fealties, and vows and other promises you may have made around your intimidation and your sexuality. Will you destroy? Well, I don't like the word sexuality. Around your receiving self, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you are unwilling to be intimidating because you are unable to receive that much of yourself, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Wow, ooh. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow.
Where to go from here? Maybe
so
to talk a little bit
again.
On receiving.
Everywhere we about not being able to receive, we won't be intimidating because you won't receive yourself. Wow, that much
so
of yourself.
Everywhere you're unwilling to be intimidating because you're unwilling to receive the fullness of yourself, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere that you can't, everywhere that you've judged that you can't be intimidated by yourself or fully received from yourself, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what are you unwilling to receive from yourself, not allowing you to be all of you or be you? Will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Wow, this is really fun. This is really fun. It's that intimacy, dating yourself. Cool. I'll have more of this, please.
Have you gotten away from forced receiving, or are you actually... I'm sorry. I'm trying to find it. That wasn't a process.
That's right. Yeah.
So
you had a... Go ahead.
I don't have a process. I thought I would find one quickly in the book I picked up, but it's not coming to give me one. It's just a bunch of words that aren't processes.
Oh, good. I think we're getting there. We're starting to both go, what? Huh?
Yeah. So
I'm having more of a physical affect with this one. I'm actually feeling more space in my heart and my chest. And I've had a tendency to be a little bowed over, my shoulders crunch a little bit. And I'm really feeling that opening up physically. And that's really interesting to me. What if it was just I wasn't going to let myself shine as much as I could? Because then I wouldn't fit in with the family. I wouldn't fit in with everything else. And no one had told me that once I was told, when you smile, the whole world smiles, Lori. But I couldn't receive that.
So everywhere you couldn't receive that, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And what would it take for you to receive that when you smile, the world smiles with you?
The whole world smiles.
Right and wrong, good and bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And that actually, I hope you don't mind me interrupting, but
nope.
I was given an assignment. I like to join writing classes, and I was given an assignment to write a letter to myself, and one of the things I actually wrote was smile more because it changes lives in the world. So everywhere you're not allowing to receive the change you be through just smiling, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And how intimidating is it to people that you can smile and change the world?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to bring how intimidating is that? How much of I'm not willing to be intimidating by smiling. Wow.
And how much are you denying the world by not being willing to be that?
Yes.
And everything this conversation just brought up, destroying and create it all. Right and wrong,
yes.
Good and bad, bottom, top, all nine, towards boys and beyond.
Wow.
And what else is possible?
Yeah.
Truly intimidating. What can we create in the world with that energy?
Huh?
Oh, that's a big, beautiful space.
Yeah, it is.
And everything that doesn't allow that will be destroyed and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, Todd and Pac, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. This is so funny because I was like, I picked this topic yesterday, and I really did not have as much for it as I wanted to, but we've gone to some awesome places today.
Yep, we really have.
Oh, I'm proud of what we create together, Lori.
We do a great, yes. I'm proud and I'm grateful. And yeah.
I'm grateful as well.
Remember last year we were doing Money Book together. Blowing things out. Hmm.
We should do a read through of the Money Book soon. Possibly invite everyone along.
Yeah, there you go.
If you're listening.
Yep, you're welcome.
Get a hold of
exactly.
We're on Facebook, www.facebook.com/carouselofconsciousness. I am currently building a website for the Carousel of Consciousness. Lori, who is located in the Denver area, can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And I currently am building my website. I need to pay the money to get it fully up there. And so I don't have a website at the moment, but you can find me on Facebook. Just search Danielle Claudia Bear, B-E-A-R-R-E.
And she's in the Michigan area. Yeah.
Yep.
She's in Traverse City.
Traverse City, Michigan area. We can both do sessions over the phone. We can also both do energy work on the body in person. I'm willing to travel depending on the deal and deliver we make, I'm willing to travel for body process work as well. And I'm actually looking for someone to exchange bars with in my immediate area. Anyway, we still have like 8 minutes left.
let's play with that receiving piece because that, we started to go into receiving. So what would could our families, especially with Christmas coming up, Christmas is this week, so would we be willing to be intimidating even if our families and old friends can't receive it all? That brings up.
Yes, right and wrong, because it's trying to talk all nine short boys and beyond.
And
I had a process and it left me.
Yeah, but
what would that
how much of a contribution would that really be to Christmas if you and your family and the gathering, if you could be the space that we are right now, the space of your being? I was having a discussion with another friend. Just our beings alone can be the space of allowance to create whole new dynamics, whole new ways of experiencing and new possibilities with our family. And how much are we not acknowledging? Yeah. Go ahead.
And not just with our families, but with, like, you know, it's Christmas. You're out Christmas shopping. Like, how much being that space of allowance can change the shopkeeper's world or a waitress's world or, you know, whoever you encounter in the mall or, you know, like, you can, like, it's not just your family. Like, just how much can you change anyone's life? And everywhere you're unwilling to receive the intense intimacy with self and the intense intimacy that can bring to other beings that surround you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And whose life can you change today?
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow, we rocked this thing. Yeah, whose life can you change today by being you?
And I guess because we're talking so much about being you, let's talk about Dr. Dane's book, Being You, Changing the World. It's a wonderful book. It came out in, I think, 2011. And it really, I have the Audible version of the book, and I just listen to it while I drive, and just more and more of me every time I listen again. So if you're interested, folks, you can buy it on Amazon for like $9.99 or go to the Access Consciousness website and buy a copy of it. And also the Audible version is available on Audible. And I don't know why I'm trying to sell Amazon products so hard. Anywho.
Right, I think we're good. I think this is
okay.
Delightful to end on that note and to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And thank you for the people who are following us. We are so grateful. It's like, wow, people have listened to this. And
yeah.
I hope we are adding space or new possibility to your life. And that's what our target is. And,
we would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from people. Send us Facebook messages. Get on our websites and send us messages. We'd love to hear more. We'd love suggestions for shows, though. The Care Self Concept has been great about giving us topics. But we would love to have some live callers on the line. So when we fry ourselves, we can fry you afterwards.
Exactly. Probably better than that.
If you don't know what frying means, it's just when we get this spacey and weird where we can't talk about anything else, this is us being fried. So,
yeah.
Merry
cool.
Christmas
all
to
right.
all. And we'll be on next week, so we'll wish you a Happy New Year then.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.